You're listening to the Who Cares News for Thursday, April 9th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Howdy-ho.
You've noticed that it smells like cooking bacon here.
Yes.
In the Boss Studios. Uh-huh. You know, we're quarantined here at home.
Yes.
And my son is cooking bacon for breakfast this morning. I can't wait. I'm like, my mouth is watering. Bacon. It is Thursday. Brush your teeth. Change your jammies. Don't forget some random facts for you today.
Okay.
The Pentagon. You know that building in Washington, D.C.?
Pentagon.
Not supposed to be the permanent home of the Defense Department. It was built for World War II with the plan of turning it into an office or warehouse space.
Huh.
But they shaped it like a Pentagon. So yes. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. The word for a single piece of confetti is confetto.
Confetto.
Now, you know, go pick up that confetto.
Like, it's hard to find a confetto. It usually travels in packs.
Yes, it does. During the course of your life, this is kind of scary now, you're breathing in molecules of air that have been breathed in by almost every other person who's ever lived. Now, it's not guaranteed or anything, but yeah, mathematically, it is possible. Every other person who's ever lived. That's scary.
Because it travels around the world in a jet stream, right?
Or something. I guess we're kind of living
that
right now.
For a second.
We're kind of living that in modern times right now, aren't we? The oldest living civilization on Earth is the Aboriginal Australians. DNA testing confirms they're at least, get this, 72,000 years old.
Wow.
So there you go. Some fun facts for today. Random facts. I don't know how fun they are, but random. Confetto. That was fun. Confetto
was fun.
That was fun.
That was a fun fact.
You know, if we have to start rating these every morning, that's our fun one right
there.
That
was your fun fact right there.
Hey, you know what? It's time for the Who Cares News. I know it's hard to do this because the place smells like bacon.
My mouth's watering.
But anyway, we must carry on. Soldier on. We're pros at this. Sure we are.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. Time for the news. What's up?
We're quarantined. We can be whatever we want to be.
Damn right.
There's hilarious memes about moms.
Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, sure. Homeschooling and drinking and day drinking.
Divorce rate's up.
Divorce rate is up, or at least the separation rate is up. I don't know that you can actually file for divorce without having to, you know, venture out. Oh, maybe you can do it
online. You can do it online.
You can do it online. Yeah.
Yeah,
divorce.com or something like that, sure.
Hey, Tom Brady says he had to cut down on some of his football and business activities because Giselle.
Yeah.
His gal Giselle Bundchen wasn't happy in their marriage.
Oh, speaking of divorce.com. Yeah. Wow. Well, she's not going to leave him, first off.
No.
And he's not going to leave her. No. There'd be too much to split up.
They both have money, but.
I think he's got more than she does.
Probably so.
I think at this point.
She was supermodel.
Yeah.
She didn't feel like I was doing my part for the family. She felt like I would play football all season and she would take care of the house.
She would what?
I know, right? People for that.
Well, you know, somebody has to direct and somebody has to write the checks. Now, she's probably not even writing the checks. Probably being done by a manager. She probably had a manager to do that.
Probably a...
But she was taking care of the house.
Butler.
Nannies. The cook.
Maids.
Maids. Uh-huh. And the grounds people.
Yes.
And the car washers.
Oh, of course.
You got to have your own car washers. Come on. If I'm going to have money, I'm going to have cars. And if I got cars, I'm going to have people washing them.
You're going to have a car wash person on
you
staff.
You betcha. And it wouldn't be the chauffeur. The chauffeur would be somebody different because I could not ask the chauffeur to wash my cars.
No, that would be wrong.
But a lot of people do that. They do double duty. And it's like, yeah.
No, those are cheapskates.
You know, do you wonder if a lot of chauffeurs have been laid off? Or furloughed during this time.
You always go for a drive.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. You always need the maids, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they should all have masks and gloves and hazmat suits on.
Anyway, so Tom stopped attending, because Tom is better than everybody else.
Well, yeah.
He stopped attending organized team activities
Oh, maybe that's
Tom,
why he's not.
It was called organized team activities.
There's no I in team, Tom.
Jeez.
So he stopped going to those. Well, it might have something to do with the fact they didn't want him on the team anymore.
It was during the off season, and he cut back on other business ventures.
This is a guy who's got his own private jet. He's got business.
Well, initially, he resented Giselle for that.
Are you kidding me?
They ended up in counseling.
What an ass. Come on, Brady. You know, your wife is like waving a red flag over here. I know we're all men and we're all idiots, but when the wife waves a red flag, it means it's time to pay attention.
Well, the turning point, not just counseling, but when she wrote him a very thought out letter.
Yeah.
About how she felt in their marriage.
Okay.
So Tom says he keeps it as a reminder in a drawer.
In a drawer. That's a good place for it. Now, which
drawer? She probably
makes
sure that he can see it often.
That in? Which drawer was that in?
Oh, I would imagine she makes sure that he can see it often.
I'm sure. Tom's got plenty of drawers.
It's probably under his underwear, unless he's messing up. Then he'll open his drawer and find it on top of his underwear mysteriously.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. Well, yes. Apparently she also knows where the letter is. Is that what you're saying?
Sure she does.
Right next to the ring that goes through his
and
nose.
Maybe every once in a while there will be, he'll open his underwear drawer and see addendum.
Oh, and?
And BTW.
BTW. Right.
Forbes released their annual World's Billionaires list. And for those who didn't already guess, Kylie Jenner is the youngest self-made millionaire.
Still.
Billionaire. I'm sorry.
Billionaire. Yeah.
Silly me.
Don't forget that.
Billionaire
a B.
In
billionaire
the world
with a B.
For the second year in a row.
That's crazy. That is just crazy. Look what we have wrought.
I know.
You know, it's our fault. Everything that happens to us, by the way. With the exception of the coronavirus, we can blame that on, you know, people elsewhere. But no, I mean, everything that happens to us is our fault.
Yes.
It really is our fault. We let this happen, this Kardashian damn thing. We let it happen. Uh-huh. We didn't have to watch. We didn't have to watch Tiger King, for God's sake.
True, my God.
38 million people later. We are to blame.
We are. Absolutely. It's our fault. Yeah. Now, according to Forbes, she further cemented her spot last November because that's when she agreed to sell 51%.
That's right.
Of Kylie Cosmetics.
Kylie.
It was to the beauty giant Coty.
Just Kylie. Just Kylie. This reminds me of an episode of Silicon Valley where one of the investors that invested in Pied Piper, if you watch this on HBO, did drop from the B Club, he called it. Uh-huh. He goes, do you know what it's like to be in the M Club after you've been in the B Club? He goes, it sucks. It totally sucks to be in the M Club.
How sad.
You know who's also in the M Club?
Who?
I would think Halle Berry.
Well, yeah.
I don't think she's in the B Club. I do not think she's in the B Club.
No.
She's in the M Club.
She's in the M Club.
Yeah.
She's a star. That's what they do.
Yeah.
They have their own special club that we're not in.
And her kid wears high heels. So there you go. Not that there's anything wrong with that. All right, we're out of here. Back tomorrow with more frivolity. And I'm sure we're going to go partake of some bacon now.
Bacon. I'm not doing this for nothing.
Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.